Edmonton. A hunter's wife has testified she texted her husband not to drink and drive or get in a fight the night he and his uncle were shot to death on a rural Alberta road. Sarah Sansom told a jury trial in Edmonton on Tuesday that alcohol consumption had previously caused problems in her marriage with Jacob Sansom, who had quit drinking 2 years before his death. But she testified alcohol was not the reason for a brief separation in 2014 and 2015, at which point her husband had been sober for 4 years. Crown lawyers have said Jacob Sansom and his uncle Maurice Cardinal were followed on a rural road northeast of Edmonton in March 2020 and shot after a confrontation. Roger Bilodeau, 58, and his son Anthony Bilodeau, 33, have pleaded not guilty to 2 counts each of second-degree murder. Brian Baresh, the younger Bilodeau's lawyer, recounted a statement Sarah Sansom gave to police and read text messages she sent moments before a security camera captured her husband and the Bilodeaus as they confronted each other. "You recall repeatedly telling the police that you were surprised or shocked when you learned that he had been drinking," asked Baresh. "Yes," Sarah Sansom responded. "You're saying, 'Don't drive,'" he said, quoting the text messages she sent. "Then you add, 'No fighting, no driving. Please don't hurt yourself or, do, anything dangerous or illegal,' because you knew that when he drank he had a tendency to become aggressive, correct?" Baresh asked. "He wasn't aggressive. He just did stupid things like fighting very rarely," Sarah Sansom responded. "He got stupid sometimes, and did stupid things," she later added during cross-examination. "It was like falling down a set of stairs and stumbling all over the house, and making himself look stupid." Prosecutor Jordan Kerr said in his opening statement Monday that Sansom and Cardinal had gone moose hunting so they could fill the family's freezer with meat as COVID-19 was shutting down the world. He said the older Bilodeau saw the hunter's pickup truck slowly go by his home and it looked like one that had been on his property that day. While following the hunters in his truck, Bilodeau phoned his son and asked him to follow behind and to bring a gun, said the prosecutor. Security footage from a nearby gas station shows the Bilodeau men in their trucks following Sansom and Cardinal in theirs, Kerr said. Court heard Roger Bilodeau and the hunters first stopped their trucks on the road. Anthony Bilodeau arrived soon after. Within 26 seconds, he shot Sansom, then shot Cardinal as the hunter was walking to his truck, said Kerr. A motorist called RCMP after finding Sansom dead in the middle of the road and Cardinal's body in a ditch. Autopsies determined that Sansom was shot once in the chest and Cardinal was shot 3 times in his left shoulder, said Kerr. Defense lawyer Sean Gerstle said Anthony Bilodeau shot at the hunters because Sansom had smashed a window of Roger Bilodeau's truck and punched him. He had also punched his youngest son, who was 16 at the time and was sitting in the passenger seat, the lawyer said. On Tuesday afternoon, Jason Kottish took the witness stand, disputing the wording of statements he gave to police after the men were shot. Kottish said Sansom and Cardinal came to his home unannounced after their hunt and skinned the moose at his home. They also came inside for beers and burgers. They stayed until around 9:30 p.m. in the police statement. Kottish said Sansom was loud, swearing, and behaving obnoxiously that night. Kottish disagreed with some of the characterizations in court. "Sansom for sure was getting rowdy," Baresh said. "Those weren't my words," Kottish responded. "He was getting loud and obnoxious," Baresh said. "He was getting loud," Kottish responded. Kottish said later that night they went to pick up more drinks from a friend. "You're glad to see these guys leave because they were trouble, is that right?" Baresh asked. "That's false," Kottish responded. "Look, witness, we're not playing here. In your assessment, they were drunk. Isn't that correct?" Baresh asked. "They were feeling good," Kottish responded. Kottish later testified Sansom was drunk enough to stop feeling pain at some level. The trial is to continue on Wednesday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 17, 2022. __ This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Meta and Canadian Press News Fellowship. Fakia Baig, The Canadian Press.